Welcome to our worship of God on this beautiful Sunday morning, where we can enjoy some great weather outside and some worship here inside. So welcome to you all together. I only have one announcement to share, and that is when you look at page 6 in your bulletin announcement, you will see that it's time for children and youth to register for all of our fall programs. And anybody that's not a child or a youth, that means you also could help lead and help with those programs. So we are in recruiting phase, and if you felt led by the Spirit to volunteer to help with any of our fall ministries with children and youth, just let me know, or you might receive a call or an email or a text. But it's coming quickly. As we worship this morning, let us listen to our morning call to worship.
Spirit rain down. Scripture this morning comes from Psalm chapter 106, the first six verses. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, some of us with hearts of praise, some of us with heavy hearts. No matter what trials and tribulations we be going through, we know that you will guide us and be with us and help us along the path till we be with you forever when your time comes to bring us home. In your name we pray, amen.
Psalm 108 again. I will sing and make music with all my soul. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. Let your glory be over all the earth. And in Psalm 34, listen to these words. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of his glories and grace. I will boast of all his kindness to me. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Let us praise the Lord together and exalt his name. Praise with us. If you're able, please rise, and we will sing Everything Is Possible. will be hearing about living life with hope, part two, in today's sermon. Our next song talks about that living hope, Jesus Christ. And listen to these words from the song. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. We know what that outcome is. He's broken every chain, every barrier that kept us from God. Please join us in singing Living Hope.
Thank you.
Through the hope we have in Jesus Christ, let us share the peace of the Lord with one another. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Are you saying me again? One of the joys of summer Sunday school oh, here we come. We got company. That's a good thing. Right there you go. How you doing? Doing okay? One of the joys of Sunday school is I got to go one-on-one with Reese this morning. I got to go one-on-one last Sunday with Ryan, one-on-one with somebody the week before that. They're all kind of fun, although there's a little boy that snuck in just now way in the back, and he thought he didn't see him, but you can come or you can stay back there. I just got to spend the last hour with Reese here, and we were talking about finding the lost coin or the lost sheep. And as he was looking for a hidden bean bag, what did you find?
An egg.
Is it still in your pocket? From the annual Easter egg hunt on Easter morning, we found an egg. And not just any egg, it was crammed with 3 pieces of candy. Are there still 2 in there? Because one had to be tried to see if it was any good. Oh, the other Milky Way is gone. He's saving his favorite, the Starburst, for last. Yep. Well, you did an awesome job finding that, and it's great to see you, okay? Maybe you can come one of these Sundays, and I'll go one-on-one with you. Yeah, understood. Come on Wednesdays, and there's more kids. In our Bible reading this morning, we are going to hear from what Paul wrote about encouraging one another. Now, we're not playing Pokemon way up here, okay? We played that a couple of times in Sunday school, too. We are trying to encourage one another. Have you ever had somebody say a mean word to you? Have you ever said a mean word to somebody else? No. Really? I can't imagine that. Well, sometimes that happens in the words we hear or sometimes the mean words we share, they hurt. And Paul is writing that we want to encourage one another. We don't want to hurt others, and we want to be good examples. And so I have some post-it notes. You ever get any post-it notes where you put this somewhere that you can see it periodically? I want you to know that Jesus loves you. I want you to know that you are a child of God. Smile. You have a great smile. You got to take that one too. And I know you got a great smile too, but I gave that one to her. And he's excited to go to school on Wednesday. So you can do it again. Sometimes we don't get everything done we try to do or it doesn't go well, but keep trying. Oh, this is just made for you. Smile again. Oh, you're looking good. And the last one, whatever you might do today, do an awesome job. So just some ways of using words to encourage one another. That's what Paul wants us to do. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your blessings of your love and your mercy and grace. Lord, when we have hurt somebody, help us to recognize and apologize and give them a good word. And Lord, when someone says something to us and we're hurt, Lord, we pray that you would restore us. And we pray that you would bless these children. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Now you can go back to your seats.